It can be so nerve-wracking when you first meet a lady. You might find yourself stuttering and saying the wrong things. This is all normal, but these mistakes can cost you. You might find that the lady just looks at you and walks away or instantly friend zones you. It's important that you make a really great impression in the beginning. And this is why for today's video, we are going to learn about 10 beginner mistakes that guys make with women that they like. Hopefully, gents, this will stop you from ever making those mistakes again. Stay tuned. Number one, the very first thing you need to stop doing is please stop being creepy. You really, really like a girl, right? Well, then you don't want to be creepy and put her off. You know this, guys. Sometimes you are just immediately sexually attracted to a girl. So you try and show a girl this, but it comes across as very creepy. You have only just met, and even though you are sexually attracted to her, you have to wait until she gets to know you a little bit more so that she can develop that sexual attraction for you too. Although men think about sex a lot, and it is super important to you, it's just not as high up on the priority list to a lady. She first has to develop deep emotional feelings before she can feel those emotions. If a lady does go home with you on the first night, to her, it's probably just a one-night thing and nothing more. So if you would like more than just a one-night thing, try to avoid using phrases like, you've got the perfect body, or you look sexy in that outfit. Instead, compliment her on her personality and smile at her. Stop trying to impress her in the wrong way. It is very important to impress a lady, specifically if you are making that first impression. You can, however, easily mess this up, guys. I have a friend who went on a date with a guy, and he had asked her out on a date and she was so excited. Sadly, when I saw her the next day and asked her how the date went, she said, oh, it was horrible. When I asked her why, she said, well, he just kept telling me how much money he made. And he told her that he earned a lot of money, told her to order the expensive wine and that he would be paying for the meal, and it made her feel really awkward and not at all attracted to him. Now the problem here, guys, was that he was trying to impress her with the money he made, and that does not matter to a high value lady. She wants to know more about you and get to know you and get that chemistry going, not how much money you make. Instead, just be yourself, be confident, be calm, and take an interest in the lady that you are on a date with. Stop treating her like a goddess. Gents, this is a big dating mistake, because treating a lady like a goddess as soon as you meet her can seriously put her off. This can seem confusing because ladies love attention, and yeah, they love compliments. We really do, but we don't like it when guys kiss the ground that we walk on. As soon as we meet them and they make this over-the-top impression about us, it's cringy and it makes it seem like the guy doesn't have much self-confidence. Instead, focus on the genuine compliments, getting to know the lady and being a true gentleman. Stop complaining. We all complain sometimes. Maybe our food is cold, or our shirt is crinkled, it's raining outside. We might complain, well, pretty much about anything and everything. And it's natural. Just don't do it at the beginning with a woman that you like, because it can bring around a negative energy and she's gonna pick up on this. She might think, wow, he's so negative. I want someone who's more positive in my life. She wants someone who is going to make her laugh and smile when she wakes up in the morning, not someone who is going to complain about every single tiny little thing. Sometimes we do it because we are nervous, but you need to try and avoid it. Replace complaints with positive things. Instead of thinking, oh, this restaurant is so busy, you can say, that's really good for the owners of the restaurant with how busy it is. All of these thoughts will make you a much more positive person, which is a very attractive trait. Not asking her about her interests. If you only talk about the things that you enjoy, it's going to be a very one-sided relationship. You need to both ask each other about each other's interests, because it's going to help you build a basis for that relationship. If you can ask her about the things she is interested in, you can find a common ground. Now, normally, relationships work better when we are with someone who has the same interests as us. It could be traveling, it could be the same type of dietary requirement, It could be video games. It's going to stop you working through your relationship if you feel that you don't have anything to talk about. And it also shows the lady that you are very interested in her and you want to move on with the relationship. And also, when you actually talk about things you are both interested in, it gives you a reason to have a second date. I once dated someone and he never asked me about my interests. And once our relationship moved on, I realized we were never really spending time together. I was spending time on my own, going to the gym, having adventures on the weekends. He was always reading and he was going out with his friends all the time. So we had completely different interests and we were very different people. If he had asked me about my interests, we may have been able to pick something to do together, or we could have thought, you know what, we actually are not a good match. Let's not do a second date. Stop using weak body language. I am sure you know how important body language is right now if you watch these videos daily. It really is the make or the break of the early stages of any relationship. Because if you display that closed body language, you look disinterested, unavailable, and very negative. So avoid this dating mistake. Instead, display open body language, be confident and bold. Use eye contact, touch her arm or shoulder when making a joke, move closer to her, have your arms open and smile. This will let her know that you are interested, but will also make you appear more welcoming and open. And it's much more attractive when a guy is confident and you can see it through his body language. Stop being afraid to disagree. As humans, we do not always agree with everything. It doesn't mean that we don't like the other person, it just means we don't agree with the point that they have made. So if you are on a date with a girl and she says something that you don't agree with, speak up. Now guys, don't do this in an obnoxious way, obviously. Instead, gently saying, I hear what you're saying, but have you ever considered it this way or considered this bit of the fact or this opinion? It's a very respectful way of getting your point across, and it shows that you do have some backbone and that you don't just agree with everything that she says. Stop being unprepared. You've spotted the girl you like, so you walk up to her, but then you freeze. Nothing comes out of your mouth except a bunch of words that you can't believe you actually said. The lady just looks at you, smiles, walks away, and you feel crushed. Has this happened to you? If it has, chances are that you were very unprepared for that situation. It's a nerve-wracking situation speaking to a lady that you like. So before you go over, spend a few minutes preparing an opening line and ask some questions. Maybe you could think, okay, I could say, hey Jane, how is your day going so far? I saw you were struggling at the printer. Was everything okay? Anything to get her talking is going to make you look extra confident. Stop the not stopping. It's important that you learn when a natural end happens in a conversation. All great things come to an end, as the saying goes, so make sure that you understand when the conversation has naturally come to an end and stop there. If you keep going, the girl will create a negative impression of you. You will just become a man who doesn't know when to leave a lady alone, which goes back to the first point of stop being creepy. So how do you know when the conversation has naturally stopped? The lady might start looking around the room or say something like, oh, well, it's been lovely to speak to you. And that is the natural end. It's better to walk away when something is going great and have another opportunity than it is to keep going and ruin any future opportunities. Stop being too nice. If you are too nice in the beginning, a lady will think of you as a pushover. Instead, you need to just be your natural self. Make her laugh and smile with some jokes. Offer up an interesting conversation and a few genuine compliments. This will be more than enough to impress her. And I should say here, guys, it is important to be nice to a girl. Just don't be over the top by doing things like throwing compliments at her, doing everything for her, and spending lots of money on her. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.